I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Retchikla. 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 Giving something another life. A loved piece. We continue our exploration of the bourgeois gesture. I had mentioned in my last podcast the idea that we have maybe become anaesthetized to some of these codes. And I like the idea of maybe kickstarting a consciousness into enjoying these gestures. One thing that's been really thrilling is to have the courage, myself and the team, to explore charity shop finds, just as a quick way to kind of start exercising a concept or something where we can really feel quite free and play with these finds. And it's a learning process. It's a process. So whether we are to decortique, it's a voyage, a discovery. Some of these things look really cool. We then slavishly reproduce these things. And I don't know, now I'm feeling a little braver. And the idea that this voyage of discovery, this moment, to freeze that moment, put it on the runway and sell it, just supports this feeling of being inventive with a conscience. We all know our founder's label, and within that, the numbers, there's a little chapitre which was called Replica. What they did back in the day is they would find pieces and they would duplicate it slavishly, right down to the stitch count, the fabric, da da da. And as I feel that we are swimming in this rhythm of life that resounds with that, I've come up with my version of Replica and I've called it Retchikla. Retchikla is really about recycling and upcycling, and the joy that we will be able to sell these pieces amongst the rest of the collection just thrills me. I think it's really exciting because it's the real thing. It's handpicked by JG. I feel it fits in with the story, or has been part of the narrative and the process to arrive to this story. And we put a label in that tells you where I found it. If it was from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 70s, well, the provenance. So it's like a play on Replica, but I feel it's retchikla and relevant for today. Some will be total retchikla and some will be incorporated into... There's a little section of dresses that I started to toy with the concept of it in Artisanal, which I called Poverina, where I cut the outer layer, reveal the sheer lining, and then underneath it are layers of a vintage shirt or a little vintage cashmere cardigan. How gorgeous is that, though, as a concept? It's really inspired the house. So, for like our 5AC bags, we've bought old leftover skins from different factories that have been known to work with luxury brands. And it's been so thrilling to actually decide, okay, this colour and this type of skin that we're recycling, we're going to offer to this market, and it's a limited edition. So the one-off, the investment buy, or I think I've called them key pieces in the past. There's another little reticular too. There's lovely wicker, little wicker bags I've sourced from the 30s right through the 70s, which we have restored. The snatch bag, I'm really thrilled to say that we are able to produce about two large, two small, which will be made using upright elephant ear, giant taro leaves. Look at her. The farming and tanning process is completely sustainable. When the baby was born in the factory and they sent me a picture, I ordered one straight away for myself, because that is a key piece. It's a return to worth, it's slower fashion, it's all those things that we believe in, isn't it? And, you know, that you can give something another life, longevity, and it's also buying invention with a conscience. Things that we hanker for, safety, heritage. Those symbols that we have become anaesthetized to today, but we do go back. I mean, look at me, what am I wearing? This kind of tweed and this, do you know, and this. Sometimes I ask myself, why am I wearing it? Well, it's just something that I'm feeling. And it's funny, because then the other day, we were talking about that, and I looked at Harry, and he had a kind of a fisherman's jumper and ecru with grey flannel. I mean, more conservative you couldn't get. And then I looked at Tiana, who was all in beige and brown, and I thought, you guys are meant to be like the most cutting-edge people in fashion, and you're dressing like the most conservative, because you think it's outrageous. And they kind of thought of it, and they're like, yeah, because that's all there's left to do, isn't there? Then, of course, I've been fetishizing uniforms. Uniforms, yes. That feeling of... It comes from that bourgeois gesture too, doesn't it, of belonging. Fetishizing the language of uniform. Obsessing over the familiarity and sense of belonging and the purpose it gives. Restorative! The further exploration of heritage fabrics and the idea to subvert uniforms and their restorative quality, to bring a sense of well-being, and that's what it means to restore, and that some of these fabrics, the heritage and the uniform and those familiar kind of tweeds and lodens, and they're restorative like a hike. The familiar and unfamiliar, and the uniform, the idea that you evoke that through how you swatch it. So this kind of plaid, brush plaid, and the memory of what would have been a little Bavarian jacket, but we've cut into it and we've flat packed it and then worked our cape into it with the matching skirt. So it's kind of like a take on that Austrian suit, Bavarian kind of vibe, hiking through forests and greenlands. That initial inspiration of the suspense of colour, that was inspired by Hopper, Edward Hopper. I just felt that there was so much more to express, because I was so electrified by that. So I've continued playing with colour that has been inspired by those paintings, which I started in the artisanal. Some things have been kept authentic or inspired by heritage and uniforms, but I have allowed myself to introduce colour where I think it too is authentic. So you'll see that in some broad blocks of colour use on some of the coats, because they resonate well in the wools that we've used. Here, we've got this lovely broad use of cotton in this fab kind of Bordeaux brown coat. It's like a cotton drill, so it really keeps its structure. It's got a really pretty trim around the collar, which echoes, it could have been a pyjama or something quite bourgeois, which we have ripped to trim. And then I love these little, I won't call them studs, but they just remind me of drawing pins that you used at school. So it's a broad shape, and underneath there's almost like a slightly folksy-looking shirt with this bourgeois-inspired scarf and these almost like hiking trousers that are worn quite short over the knee and pulled up quite high on the waist. Something as well we started in the artisanal, I think I called it work in progress, capturing that moment of toile or before the definitive choice of the fabric is made and one is proposing or, yeah, it's just a proposal, isn't it? Well, freezing that moment too, but in a much more pop way. So some of the fabrics you see that look like toile, sometimes it is toile, sometimes it's not. It's like a wool that will evoke a toile. So that work in progress is now, I feel it's on its way to becoming a new genetic at Maison Margiela. The bourgeois gesture, that shrugging off a shawl off the shoulders or a cardigan or a jacket, the concept that we introduced in artisanal. So here you'll see it on a beautiful trench coat, and I've separated the collar and the facing from the top collar and revere. So I've sliced through that and I filled in with the lining. So here we actually reveal the lining of the coat. So you can shrug that off and you can show the lining and you have that bourgeois gesture, or you can pull it on and just wear it. And there's many ways you can wear it, actually. These really pretty dresses, that idea of working with aquarelle and tools layered over. Sometimes it's crepe de chine with chiffon, sometimes it's chiffon on tulle. So the base dress is kind of this wrap dress of, and it's bicolore, so that's my base dress. And then I put on the ghost of a dress on top of that in tulle. So by layering the two dresses, you produce this really beautiful kind of movements of colour, as you can see, Hopper inspired. The fabric paillettes and hole cutting that we have been owning, we further explore as base dresses or on tops, because they just break the whole nature of the fabric down and it just looks very beautiful, I think. There's so many influences and so many things that inspire. It's never just one thing. It's a reflection of society today. If you're in it, if you're conscious, if you're in the moment.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.